Then he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. What kind of person does Christ call upon? And what are the requirements of following him? This passage shows us that Christ calls the ordinary people such as you and I. And when he calls, we ought to make ourselves available to him. Hello again, God's beautiful people. It's another good and perfect day. It's one that we've never seen before. And when it's all said and done, it's one that we shall never ever see again. On this episode, we're going to discuss in just a few small steps what it takes to become fishers of men. Now, I recently tried my hand at fishing, and I must say that it is harder than it looks. For months, I had been promising my grandson that I would take him out fishing, and then I was finally able to do so. Now, one of the first steps in learning how to catch fish is packing your patience. Now, again, I can't recall the last time I went fishing, but for my grandson, this would be his very first time. But the words that he spoke to me that day before we cast the first line was, Papa, it takes patience with fishing, because you can be sitting for a long time and nothing will bite. Then all of a sudden, it will. So we need to have patience and wait. Now I said to myself, who am I to take the advice from an 8-year-old? But suddenly it hit me, he was right on point. Discipleship is a call to service, and once we are called, we are to immediately attach ourselves to Christ. The call is twofold, and it takes patience, because before anything else, men must learn how to follow Christ before they can go out fishing. We must have a passion, a burning desire to evangelize, but in reality, many church-growing Christians would never ever share with an unbeliever the true claims of Jesus Christ. Fishing for men means that we must learn how to cast out our nets, and this is a technique that takes practice. Whenever and wherever you get the opportunity, you must throw out your net. Fishing for men also requires dedication and hard work in order to gain knowledge. And Christ invites men to spend time with him to hone in on their craft. It requires teamwork, uniting with fellow Christians, family members, and other missionaries in order to become effective in spreading the gospel. But one of the most effective ways is seeking the guidance from the Lord himself. As I mentioned, fishing can be fun, but it requires practice. And you must find that perfect location, a place that is filled with what you're after. The moment and motion of your release can sometimes be difficult, but it is key. And again, the more you know the waters that you're in and what you're after, the better results you'll get. Now, as a fisherman, there's no greater fulfillment than to bring in the catch of a lifetime. And it's the same feeling one gets that when he helps to bring in a soul to the saving faith of Jesus Christ. Soul winning is fishing for men because it brings them out of death and into a beautiful life with the Father. When Jesus says to cast your net, he reminds us to trust his vision because he can see what we cannot. The call is on, he says, follow me. When we follow Jesus, we must be separated to him so we may pursue his objective. We must follow him to belong to him, and we must abide with him in order for his spirit to catch us. I will make you, he says. Our discipleship with the Lord makes us fit to be used as true soul winners are not self-made, but are Christ-made. He makes us true fishers by inclining others to enter into the gospel net. Just as true fishermen know the secrets of when and where fish would bite, the fisher for God must ready himself day and night because there's no telling when that call may come. You can be resting peacefully in your bed at night when all of a sudden a call comes and the person on the other end is desperate to be saved. That day of fishing with my grandson taught me a valuable lesson. And just as the Bible records, from the mouth of children and nursing babes, you have ordained praise on the account of your adversaries so that you might put an end to the vindictive enemy. We had an awesome and enjoyable day. And just as we were about to pack it up and end for the day, he received a certain bite on his line. Now, he's a little bit small, and I didn't want this one to get away, so I had to help him fight to reel that in. And that fish, it put up quite a fight, but in the end, we won out. And from the words of my grandson, you must be patient in order to be successful. It's a day that we will both remember for the rest of our lives. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age. Amen. One love, 5 minutes.